WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism, your daily dose of timeless wisdom to tackle today's crazy world. Today, we're diving into something that trips up so many of us, perfectionism. Ever feel like you're running on this hamster wheel of trying to do everything perfectly, only to end up exhausted and disappointed? You know that feeling when you spend hours agonizing over a single email or a presentation, or even choosing what to wear because it has to be just right. Trust me, I get it. I used to be Mr. Everything needs to be flawless, myself, which, spoiler alert, wasn't exactly leading to a fulfilling life. So, why do we fall into this perfectionism trap? Well, often it comes from wanting to control things, feeling like our worth is tied to achieving these impossible standards, or even trying to avoid criticism. But here's the thing. Perfection isn't real. It's an illusion, and chasing after it can leave you burned out, stressed, and ultimately missing out on the joy of simply doing and being your best self. But hey, don't worry. That's why we're here. Today, we're unpacking 5 key takeaways to help you break free from perfectionism and embrace a more fulfilling and authentic way of living. First up, recognize that good enough is actually good enough. Seriously, we need to stop equating perfection with success. Most of the time, what we perceive as perfect is just an image in our heads, not a realistic expectation. It's like trying to reach for the stars. You're going to miss them if you don't focus on taking those solid steps forward. Number 2. Challenge your negative self-talk. When that inner critic starts whispering doubts and telling you you're not good enough, hit it with a reality check. Ask yourself, is this thought actually true? Or, would I say this to a friend? Remember, you're far more capable than those negative voices lead you to believe. Thirdly, focus on the process, not just the outcome. Enjoying the journey is just as important as reaching the destination. When you focus on learning, growing, and doing your best, you take the pressure off achieving some unattainable ideal. Think of it like this. Cooking a delicious meal isn't just about the final product, it's about savoring each step, experimenting with flavors, and even embracing those little mishaps along the way. Now, on to number 4, practice gratitude. Taking time to appreciate what you have, your strengths, your accomplishments, even the small everyday joys, can shift your perspective away from constantly striving for more. It's like a mental reset button that helps you see the good in your life and cultivate contentment. And finally, remember that it's okay to ask for help. We all need support sometimes. Don't be afraid to reach out to friends, family, mentors, or even professionals when you're struggling with perfectionism or any other challenge. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation at work. You're known as the go-to person, someone who always delivers flawless results. But this time, you feel that familiar wave of perfectionism wash over you. You start agonizing over every word, every slide, every possible scenario. You pull all-nighters, second-guess yourself endlessly, and ultimately deliver a presentation that feels less confident and more robotic than usual. You get through it, but the stress lingers, leaving you feeling drained and questioning your abilities. Sound familiar? This is where perfectionism can really derail us. We become so focused on achieving an impossible standard that we lose sight of our natural talents, creativity, and genuine connection with our audience. In this scenario, instead of letting perfectionism take hold, imagine approaching the presentation differently. Acknowledge that good enough is perfectly fine, focus on delivering clear and concise information, embrace your unique style, and even inject a bit of humor to connect with the audience authentically. The result? A more relaxed, confident, and ultimately successful presentation. So, what are you taking away from today's episode? Remember, perfection isn't attainable, good enough is often more than enough, and embracing your journey, with all its imperfections, is truly what leads to fulfillment. Challenge those negative thoughts, focus on the process, practice gratitude, and don't hesitate to ask for help. Go out there and start living a life that feels authentically you. Remember, I'm always here with you on this journey. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and keep rocking it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.